Good morning, Teach Better family. My name is Jeff Gargis. This is my friend Mitch Weathers, and we are here for your Teach Better Today morning show, where we stream live for you every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern time. We're going to dive in a little bit about who this guy is, where he comes from, and the awesome work that he and his team are doing in education. We want to hear from you in the comments about what you're doing this morning, what you're looking forward to, what's in your mug this morning, which I somehow, again, don't have a mug with me. I'm on the Gatorade kick, so that's what it was. I see we got tea there, so we're off to a good start. This is going to be great. We're going to chat about a bunch of stuff. I want to dive into Mitch's company and the great work that he's done. I want to dive into the book. We're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff. It's unlikely I'm going to be able to keep this in our typical time frame because you all know how I talk. So we're going to see what happened here. We'll be back in about 30 seconds. You go grab your second cup of coffee or third or fourth, wherever you're at. We'll see you in a minute. Right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Mitch, how are you, my friend?
I am well. Thanks for having me, Jeff. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. I'm a little presumptuous because we literally just met and I'm calling you friends. So I'm assuming we're going to end up being friends, but honestly, the next 15, 20 minutes might decide that either way. So we'll see.
Make or break it.
So you got tea in the mug this morning, correct?
I do. Yeah, I'm fighting a cold 3 weeks in. So,
ooh, that's no fun, man. Are you typically a tea guy or does it depend on what's going on?
This is post-coffee tea.
Okay, this is post-coffee tea.
Yeah, I already had the coffee and now I'm just having tea to keep my voice in check today.
I get it. Yeah, that something about tea with that that helps. So, awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here. Except we were chatting a little bit before. It sounds like you've been kind of connected with us a little bit for a while now, but this is the first time you and I have met and we get to chat today. Excited to have you on the show. I want to talk about your book. I want to talk about Organized Minders and the thing that you're doing as well. First, can we kind of like, we'll step earlier than that or the first step of this, which is introducing yourself to anyone who's watching right now or listening over on the Teach Better Talk podcast who has never heard of you and isn't connected with you. One of our favorite parts of this show is getting to bring in faces and voices that some of the folks in our network maybe have not been able to connect with yet and introduce them. So like, we're super excited to have that be you today. So Mitch, give us the, who's Mitch?
Who is Mitch? Let's back up. I'm a husband, been married. This is 26 years. I'm a dad of two kids, 14 and 10, Olive and Vivian. I'm a high school teacher my whole career. Historically, I should say. And I founded a company called Organized Binder, which is a program that spun out of my teaching. I had no intention of ever leaving the classroom or founding a company. But that's what I do. And I'm in Northern California, beautiful Northern California. And that's me. Okay. I like to run on trails.
You like to run, typically trail running? Like, do you do the races and the marathons and such, or is it all trails, all the craziness?
Yeah, I road run, but anything long, I like to do ultra marathons on the trail.
Okay, wow, on the trail, though. Wow, that's intense.
Right. A little easier, supposedly, on your body, but it's just fun being out in the woods. Yeah.
I know the science says it's easier, but to me, I'm like that. It's more grueling. Maybe it's easier on your body, but I think it's definitely more intense because of the different terrain setting, and you're more likely to be going up and down a lot more often. And I'm just anytime I run trails, I'm like, I'm just waiting for my ankles because I'm like, I do that on flat ground, let alone trails. That's awesome. All right. So everybody's not gonna be shocked by this, but I'm excited to dive into like the business stuff and how you got started there. So high school teacher, how did you, so you can give us a little more about, okay, tell us a little bit about Organized Binder. And then I'd like to hear also like, how did you get there? Like what made you start? You said you didn't have necessarily any intention, which I think is sometimes the best way things happen, right? When there wasn't intentional, but you saw something and you jumped at the opportunity or followed the opportunity or maybe were drugged by the opportunity, depending on how you want to look at it. Tell us about that journey. First, to preface that, how long have you had the company? When did you start it?
I was doing consulting, and I can kind of tell that story, but early on, just as like a sole proprietor. And
gotcha, okay.
When we officially incorporated was 2017.
Okay.
And that was because a whole product line was introduced, and things were kind of growing quite a bit.
All right, man.
So we'll just say 2017. Story. How about that?
All right, take us back to wherever we need to go back to, take us along the journey on how this happened then.
Yeah, so I ended up in the classroom after a stint in a nonprofit. I was in ED of a nonprofit that worked with middle school and high school age kids, and quickly realized that I don't want to be a director of a nonprofit because it was like no limits. But I wanted to work with kids. My mom's a teacher. She taught her whole career as a second grade teacher, and you know how it kind of runs in the family. I wanted to do it. So I jumped in, went back to graduate school. And being here in California, you know, it's pretty common to have multi-language learners in the classroom. And I ended up, my first, you know, real kind of position was at a large, comprehensive, public Title I high school. And almost all of my students were multi-language learners. And it just became very clear to me, I mean, a lot of things, and I unpack it a lot in the book, but things like this system wasn't built for you. It was built for people who look and have a lived experience more like mine. So I got really into critical theory and what's that mean in the classroom and what's it mean in the modern classroom. And basically, how do we help you leverage the assets you bring to the classroom in a way that is going to set you up for success? In other words, it became clear to me like, oh, you don't know how to do school. And good thing for you is I didn't really either. And I know what it's like to sit there and want to do well, regardless of the behavior I'm projecting, like our friend Josh Stamper, the language of behavior. There's a lot there. But I knew they all wanted to be successful. And it's like, I get what it feels like to sit in a classroom and feel like it's happening all around you, but you don't really know, you don't have that agency that to jump in. So I just decided, you know, completely naive new teacher, if I can't draw a through line between what I'm doing and you being more successful, then I'm just not going to do it. And I just kept harping on that question over and over and trying and trying and iterating. From that came this program that's now called Organized Binder. And for me, it was really about establishing a very predictable routine, like a rhythm to the day, like what our Waldorf friends call that rhythm and routine. And just I've come to understand now that the more predictable a learning environment, the safer it is for students. And we can't forget that, you know, there's risk inherent to learning. You're going to fail. That's just part of learning. And for some students, for some of us people, that you can ride through that. And for others, depending on their experience outside of school, that may be anything but predictable, it can have a profound effect, this predictable environment. And then by virtue of this routine, students started getting practice. I didn't have the language for it, but the stuff you need to do to be successful, regardless of what you're learning. And fast forward all these years, we can talk about the business, but that was kind of the genesis of it, where it was like, and the other thing, and I say this loud and clear right up front in the book, for whatever reason, I mean, of course I knew my content and curriculum, but it became so clear that it's secondary to this work, that we have to first establish the foundation for learning, and then we can talk and get into content and curriculum. And it's not more important or less important. It's, I like to say, it's like an order of operations. And yet I get now like a teacher, it's like, even if you are on the call, you know, and you're agreeing with what I'm saying, well, how do you do that if you're hired to teach fifth grade or ninth grade math or whatever it is? Like so the kind of power of this is that it's done in conjunction with whatever grade level or subject you're teaching.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. All right. So tell us now more now into the Organized Binder, like
business.
What is it? What is it? What is it that, that you're sharing, that you're selling, that you're help training? What are you doing? What is it? What can I look for as a teacher? I'm going to throw the site up as you're talking. I'm going to pop it up on screen so everyone can go visit as well. But give us the inside look, inside scoop of what we're talking about.
Yeah. Here. Okay. Do this as quickly as possible. So it's really what I'm talking about. It's a way, we'll talk about it through three lenses, Jeff. I'll talk about teachers first. I've never met a teacher. If you look at the six executive functioning skills inherent to organized binder, you will not find a teacher or a parent or anyone in education that's like, yeah, I don't think young people should develop those, right? Let's just even take, I mean, look at the name, organized binder, just getting organized. When students learn, this is what's important, not just getting organized, when they learn to get and stay organized, there's power in that. You know, there's an empowerment for students. And the truth is, when we're organized, we feel better, which is important. We're more productive, we're more efficient. I mean, all those things just by that one skill. So through the teacher lens, if we talk about it real quick, because no one has ever, I mean, like I said, I speak all over the country and internationally, and I've never met someone that raises their hand in the back of the room like, yeah, I don't want kids learning how to goal set. That one's not important. So, you know, of course, but historically these skills have been left up to chance, right? We just hope that all of us pick it up as we travel through life. Mm-hmm. And we know now, if the pandemic has highlighted anything, in my opinion, it's put a big exclamation point on the fact that we can't make that mistake any longer. We really do have to focus in on laying that foundation for learning. So even though teachers want that, why have they not been taught? Well, I think it's two things. No one has time. You don't have enough time to get through your curriculum in the first place. You don't even get to choose when you go to the bathroom. Like, where are you going to fit this in the school day or the school year? And the other thing is what I call the zone of genius, right? We've all walked into those classrooms where it's like, it's just that teacher's thing. Like my mom's second grade classroom, you'd walk in and you can just feel it. It was like, this is her zone, right? This is what she mm-hmm. does. And whatever you do, I'm hoping that's you. It may not be, how do I flex a kid's working memory and how do we give them practice with self-regulation? So that may not be my zone of genius. So the beauty for the teacher, if you're on the call, this is not a curriculum. It's not something else to do. It's simply implementing a predictable learning or rhythm routine to the day, a predictable daily routine. Very simple. And here's what's really important, Jeff, it has a really small time footprint in the classroom, because even if you want your kids to develop these, you were hired to teach fifth grade, not executive functioning skills. So simple routine you implement. Students, by virtue of participating in that routine, which, by the way, I unpack this quite a bit in the book too, it's really just taking advantage of the first few moments and the last few moments of the school day or the class period, which is historically, I believe, some of the most underutilized school time. Mm-hmm. And if we can really paint those gray areas black and white, teachers find they have more instructional time. But by virtue of this routine, this daily routine, students simply get practice with, and they see modeled, that's the binder, don't let me forget to come back to that. So they get practice with these executive functioning skills while they see them modeled through the class sample binder every day. The third piece, so teacher, routine, student, executive functions. And then I've found that this provides schools and districts a very powerful and unique way to engage families that's not tied to content. So if you're working, depending on who you serve, you may or may not, or the subject or level you teach, you may or may not be able to rely on content support from home, right? For valid reasons, a variety of valid reasons, but that doesn't indicate that those families don't want to be engaged, and families love it. So with Organized Binder, you have a student bundle that each student gets. It's everything they need for the entire school year to roll out the program. Because remember, it dovetails with the existing curriculum, whatever a teacher's mm-hmm. doing. And with that, there's a bilingual parent guide for the U.S. market. It reads Spanish, English, that goes home and it unpacks our whole training and everything for the families. And they love it. Again, like, what parent doesn't want their student to learn to get organized, stay organized, and see mm-hmm. their daily kind of metacognitive reflections and all the stuff that's there. So that's kind of the program. What we do is we come in, we partner with schools and districts and county offices. We provide training, but more importantly, we provide ongoing support. We call them follow-ups, and we're about establishing a relationship with every participating teacher. In other words, we're never a one-time flash in the pan PD and you never see us again.
You are so, so you speaking teach know. Better language right there, my friend.
I know that, man. Everything I know about you guys. Like, it's about this ongoing. You're not going to get it right. It's practice. Just like with students with these skills. Mm-hmm. Just like learn about it one time and oh, poof, I got it. It's repetition.
They're so good. Yeah. Right. And one, the way I've always looked at it is, you know, when you're talking about going in and you do a workshop or a 1 day, 2 day, or even a keynote, whatever, something that actually has an impact on teachers that makes them want to change something or implement something new like this. The reason most times that it doesn't work is because when they go back to the real world of all the stuff that can literally change life all the time, the 5 million things that happen every day, when they turn around, if there's no support, the right, only thing they can do is go back to what they know they can do. And although administrators want to, most of them want to and strive to support, they've got also a million other problems. So how we always say is like, hey, let us be there when they turn around. And that's where that ongoing, like you're talking about, that relationship, that support is so key and why it works. So I love that you have a part of that. If I'm a teacher today, right now, and I'm like, oh, I like this guy, I like what he's saying, and Josh says he's cool, so obviously it's good. Best way for me to get started, I had the site up on there, so it's organizedbinder.com. Is the best way to go and just hit boom, purchase, or should I go to, is there a course I should go through first or something I should check out first? Like, what's the best starting point for me?
Best starting point to just kind of immerse yourself in this work. Yeah, you could go to the website. We'll get to the book. I think that's even a better starting place.
Okay.
When we talk about that. So what we do is we partner with, let me say it this way, Jeff, we don't sell the individual teachers because we're providing the materials that every student's going to get. So even if you're a fifth grade teacher with 30 kids in the room, 20 kids in the room, an organized binder, everything for the whole year, all in, it's $35. Well, $35 times 20, I don't want teachers paying for that, right? And you look at middle school and high school. So in terms of partnering, I would say if you're a teacher and you're like, yes, this is what my students need. They need to develop their executive functioning skills within the context of what I'm teaching them. And I promise you, they will be more successful. There's no gray area there. Like, research has overwhelmingly proven this. But you are now an advocate role. So you are going to facilitate a conversation with school leadership or district leadership or start that book club, like start planting seeds. That's usually what an individual teacher, or they go and pilot, which is something we also highly recommend. Like, don't come all in school-wide. Pick a cohort, pick a grade level, pick one person, test it out for a year, see how it goes. Let it, you know, and you might be that person. And then that case, in terms of its impact on school budget, is pretty nominal in most situations. Yeah. So
I love it. The crossover and the similarities on how we think about this stuff is awesome. All right. We've mentioned the book a couple of times. I want to get into that. I'm going to actually challenge Mitch to give us a little sneak peek into the book and give us something that we can pull out of the book without even reading it first, with the goal of getting you all to go buy his book. So I'm going to do that in a second. I'm going to roll a commercial, give him a chance to take a couple more sips of that tea, because I'm going to make him talk some more, and we'll be right back with Team Talk. Welcome back to Teach Better Today, where we are live every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Time on all your favorite streaming platforms. We've been talking with Mitch Weathers from Organized Binder here, and organizedbinder.com is where to go. If you listen on the podcast and weren't able to see it, that's where you're going to want to head to. All right, so we've talked about Organized Binder quite a bit. I want to bring up, because I want to get the name right, and I saw it. I was looking at the book earlier. It's already in my Amazon account. It's you've got it right on screen. Executive Functions for Classroom, Creating Safe and Predictable Learning Environments. And it's grades 3 to 12. So here's what I want to challenge you to, because I'm with you, like, right? Like, I can already tell, like, 90% of the stuff that you're saying in this book, like, everyone's going to be like, well, yeah, duh, I'm not disagreeing with this, so tell me how to do it. Because when I'm reading, like, creating a safe and predictable learning environment, yeah, that sounds like a good thing, right? So this is good. So go buy the book. Let me ask you this really quick. Best place to buy the book, Mitch, Amazon or your website?
They both work, I think, for ease of people's lives. Amazon, right? It's just a click, boom. But if you're like, you know what? I want to bring down Amazon or whatever. It's available on our website too.
And I'll sign the copy and go to the site.
Stick it to the man.
I love it. All right. So Mitch, let's start here. I'm going to challenge you, but first, like, can you give us the rundown of like what the book's about? Like, what am I going to get out of it? Who should read it? You know, give us sort of that commercial, if you don't mind.
Right. Can I incorporate the challenge into that? Because I think it makes most sense.
Yeah, go ahead. You already know what I was going to challenge you to do anyway, Mitch to do was to pull something out of the book, a learning lesson, something that we can take away today, even if we never read his book, with the underlining note that Jeff wants you to go buy his book. Okay, there you go. Now you got your challenge. You have your mission, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So here's the deal. I create this program, and at first we don't have materials for schools. And it becomes clear that, oh my gosh, there's all this hidden cost. Like you still, like there's a big part of teaching executive function skills that's modeling. And if you don't believe me that the binder, a three-ring binder, which I consider an educational technology for teaching executive functioning skills, is not the tool, then check out what the Child Mind Institute thinks about it, because they came out saying it actually is what we need. But we quickly realized that, by me, I mean at that time, our small team, that, you know, we were trying to keep costs down for schools, just like doing this work and come in and get the training, and then they would have to produce organized binder. Like we literally just, it'd be like buying a textbook and you're a principal, Jeff, and I say, okay, here's all the masters. Now you get to go make the textbook. And you're like, what budget does that fit? Like, who's going to do that? Like, how do we, you know, and I thought I was paying you that.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing this work. It's like, and I did too. So we kind of took a deep dive and you know, speaking of business stuff, this is all bootstrapped. I haven't taken any capital and introduced a whole materials products line. And it's been fantastic, because what it does is it solves or lowers all the barriers for teachers trying to implement this program. They come into our training, to your point, like I've been just absolutely convicted about, if you can't go tomorrow and start doing something, then whatever I'm teaching and pontificating about from up here at this PD is just going to end up on the shelf, like you had mentioned. And we all know that to be true. So how can I reduce the friction as much as possible for the overworked teacher, hence the materials, right? There's also an equity piece there for students in terms of who can afford binders and these blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But with that comes a reality that, as I mentioned, we don't sell to individual teachers. And I can say, you know, it's a great honor, but we probably get emails every day, certainly every week, from individual teachers who want to roll out the program. And that's just kind of sat with me for quite a few years. And about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I just decided, you know what? We're going to build a course, an online course, that is how to do organized binder without our materials. Like, if you are going to like figure out how to do this, and you're going to, it's a lot of work that we can offload for you. But the truth is, not everybody has access to our materials, you know, and that's just the reality. How can we empower and serve those teachers? So the first step was building this course. And that, I unbeknownst to me, and I love the course, it's a great course, it's done really well, but it got my thinking to start talking about the strategies inherent to organized binder. And letting go of, okay, you're not going to provide those materials that make it easier on them. Writing, filming, creating that course, I think was the first step towards the book. And the book is not, and there is some mention of organized binder, but very little. There's some samples for the sake of clarity and really showing you the strategies of this routine I keep talking about. But what I want, you know, for $31 is a teacher to be able to have access to these proven strategies that help build this capacity or agency in students that we need to be doing. So basically trying to open it up and say, hey, if you're not an organized binder school, that's okay. Can you start this tomorrow? And if you ask me a starting place, if someone's on the call, right, pick up this book, turn to the chapter on organization, skip ahead skip everything and go to where it talks about a table of contents. Just read that page or two, right? You can do that tomorrow in your classroom. And I always encourage teachers, like, you've got to get students organized first. We have to get organized before you can start setting goals. And before we talk about task initiation and task completion and time and task management, organization is the starting point. So if I could say anything, that book bag, that desk, that locker, every horizontal surface in the classroom, if it's starting to collect artifacts from students within minutes, that can be taken care of and have, again, very small time footprint in the classroom. And my experience is that students love it. They absolutely love it.
Yeah, small time footprint, big impact. Because to your point, when things are clean and organized, we just feel better. Like just in general. It doesn't necessarily have to be my thing, just the things and the space I'm in, the environment, right?
Young 100%. And old alike.
Right? I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
I could tell you real quick, one of the stories in the book, and I'm really going to shorten it, but I had a student in my own class, and I'm like the organized binder guy, right? That just always carried around one of those 3-inch massive binders, stuffed everything in from every class, and would come into class and lay it down, open it up, take all the papers that weren't in the 3 rings, which was most of them, set that pile over here, grab the book. It was just a mess. And one day I just had had enough, and I, we were in lab partner tables, and all of the neighbors around her, the 3 kids around her, I said, hey, take all of that. This is a senior, and my school had implemented. So this student was pretty persistent in like not trying to engage
not
in the
doing
routine.
It. Yeah.
Right. Just to make a pile of English, math, whatever the 4 classes were this student had. I said, and then take everything from my class and put it in this binder. And with organized binders, is one of my sayings, that when everything has a place where it lives, it's more likely to find its way home. Mm. I have 3 models. I have the class sample, but I have 3 kids sitting there, and it's all a collective routine. So we're all learning to get to stay organized by routines. We're all doing it together. So within 10 minutes, they had those piles, and then they had her binder for my class put back together. And I walk over, I'm walking by, and I was just going by to, tap on the shoulder, at a girl, way to go,
Yeah.
And the student looks up at me, no joke, this is one of those profound moments in the classroom, and said, Mr. Weathers, I actually feel better. Like, and kind of motioned to her physical body, like, I feel better. And I was like, yeah, you're like, you got your feet on the ground now. Like, you can do this. This is, so that organization piece is, it's monumental.
Oh, I think that is a great story to leave us with today. That's awesome. I love that. I love the feel. I felt the feeling when you said that. Awesome. I love it. Mitch, really appreciate you, man. I love the work that you're doing. This is awesome. Organizedbinder.com is where to go for everything, to get the book, to check out the course if you want to become an advocate and introduce this to your school leaders to get it in your classroom. Or if you're a school leader, just get right to it. Appreciate you, my friend. And it's at Organized Binder on all, is that on all the social medias, I assume?
Yeah, I think LinkedIn, it's probably just my name. If I can.
Gotcha. Okay.
Most of them are at
all Organized good. Binder. I love it. Yeah, man. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for taking some time and hanging out with us.
Appreciate
Jeff,
I really
all you
appreciate
watching.
It.
You're welcome, man. We appreciate you coming on. This is good stuff. I love it. I have a feeling this won't be your last time on screen with us. We'll see what happens. Appreciate you all watching. Appreciate all you listening. If you are listening, drop a subscribe and a rate and review. That would be awesome as well. And we will see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one, guys.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.